Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church honors two saints. One is more well known, St. Lawrence of Brindisi. He was a Capuchin, died in the early 1600s. He was a priest, he was a doctor of the church. He was canonized by Pope John the 23rd in 1959. The other saint that is probably not as well known is St. Daniel the prophet, one of the four great prophets of the Old Testament. And the Old Testament book of Daniel is attributed to him, a patron saint of fortitude, of courage. And so we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience. Looking back in the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who for the glory of your name and the salvation of souls bestowed on the priest, St. Lawrence of Brindisi, a spirit of counsel and fortitude, grant we pray that in the same spirit we may know what must be done and through his intercession bring it to completion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. This word of the Lord came to me. Go, cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should any presume to partake of them, evil would befall them, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dwelt with the key law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of living waters. They have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. The word of the Lord. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. O Lord, your mercy reaches to heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the mountain of God, your judgments like the mighty deep. With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. How precious is your mercy, O God. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They have their fill of the prime gifts of your house, From your delightful stream you give them to drink.
With you is the fountain of life, O Lord.
For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Keep up your mercy toward your friends, your just defense of the upright of heart.
With you is the fountain of life, O Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see and hear, but do not understand or listen. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I will heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus knows that at times he needs to talk to different groups of people in different ways. And the disciples point that out to him. Why are you talking to the crowds in parables, but you're speaking differently to us? And Jesus gives a very good explanation. Same message, but delivered in a different way. A deacon or a priest at liturgies really has to do the same thing. If you have a children's mass for elementary school, you speak to them in a way that's appropriate for that age group. Maybe it's a middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th. You talk to them a little bit differently. You talk to high school people a little bit differently, college people. And you come to the adults, particularly on a Sunday, and that's where the homilies are geared, to let the people at that particular Mass hear what it is that needs to be heard, particularly from the Scriptures. Jesus uses an important line when he's talking to the disciples, and that is, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many people and prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it." I would hope that if Jesus was speaking to you today, right now, he would be able to use those words towards you. You have eyes and you see. You have ears and you hear. And in being faithful to what Jesus is about, being faithful what the gospel is all about, brings you to want to participate in this Holy Mass, of being on church on Sunday, of being that being a, an important responsibility that we have, particularly as Catholic Christians. Let us pray that we continue to be faithful and that the Lord would be very pleased with us, because our eyes and our ears are certainly geared in the right direction on the words that he has to give to us as we read about him and his message that comes to us through the Gospels and the Scriptures. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, that he will be strengthened in his position to serve the Church and the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life, and sacramental marriage, that those who are being called will be given the strength to respond and the fidelity to live out their vocation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our Church, that like St. Lawrence of Brindisi, we may in Christian love recognize and tend to the needs of those whom we are called to serve in our daily lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for blessings on Bishop Larry Silva on his Episcopal anniversary, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Honolulu and to the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours. Those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts, left unsaid, please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
God be pleased with the sacrifice that we offer you with humble and contrite hearts and long compassion. May I have my iniquity. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the sacrifice which we gladly present on the feast day of Blessed Lawrence of Brindisi be pleasing to you, O God. For taught by him, we too give ourselves entirely to you in praise through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation. Always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your Church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love. And that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all that we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exultation we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Lawrence of Brindisi, with St. Daniel the prophet, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please offer each other a sign of peace. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Thank you. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints.
let us pray.
Through Christ the teacher, O Lord, instruct those you feed with Christ the living bread, that on the feast day of Blessed Lawrence of Brindisi they may learn your truth and express it in works of charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you that he may sustain you, before you that he may lead you, behind you that he may protect you, above you that he may bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor both in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. The Drew Mariani Show, a look at the news and issues of the day through the eyes of our faith.
This event could get out of control. We could see even nuclear exchange. We don't know. So for Pope Francis to come out and say he's going to consecrate Russia and Ukraine to the Immaculate Heart, you got to fill us in. What does that mean? How do you interpret all this?
The Drew Mariani Show.
But the Great Reset goes beyond that. In fact, it sounds a lot like a form of socialism. So let's talk about it.
It's very important to realize they want to produce outcomes, not just opportunities. And that's very important to what they're after.
The Drew Mariani Show.
These numbers are ridiculous. 87%? That's high. Give me your assessment of the poll and what we're seeing. And are stress levels higher than they've ever been?
The short answer is yes, and we can say that with confidence.
A look at the news and issues of the day through the eyes of our faith. The Drew Mariani Show, 2 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
My story is my path from Protestantism to Catholicism. And tomorrow, my wife and I are doing convalidation. My wife is Catholic. My wife is a cradle Catholic. We were married in 81. And in 81, they told me I had to become a Catholic to get married in the Catholic Church. And I was defiant. I was young and defiant. So we got married in the Protestant church, and we lived our life away from religion. I lived my life away from religion. I was baptized Presbyterian. In 97, my life hit a bottom point, and I started seeking, and I went back to my baptismal church because I still was defiant against the rules and regulations of the Catholic Church. And to me, the Protestant church was perfect at that time because I wasn't ready for the Catholic Church, and it was kind of mother's milk for me. And as I walked my walk, the very things of the Catholic Church that would have turned me away years ago are now, as the events of the world and the different interpretations of the Protestant church to conform to the world, those things of the Catholic Church that would have turned me away are the actual things that attracted me to the Catholic Church. So here I am, where I was offered at the age of 21, become a Catholic. I'm 61, and tomorrow I'm marrying my wife in the eyes of God and the Catholic Church. And you you cleared a lot of things up for me. So I want to thank you for that. And I believe this is my path, and who knows what is next.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. Gifts are tax deductible as allowed by law. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
I wanted to say thank you to all of you. I appreciate so much. I'm given specific, simple examples of how I can try to live more in the image of God and how I can show others and try to teach my young adult children how to do it too. I need continued education, and I just thrilled that God blessed me with turning it on last February.
This miracle moment was made possible by you and your past financial support of Relevant Radio. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web. Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.